Scientists report that people who are overweight may be genetically predisposed to inactivity compared to lean individuals who always seem to squirm or tap their feet. It's no secret that thinner people tend to exercise more, but researchers at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota also believe that thinner people, unlike overweight individuals, tend to be much more active on a smaller scale. They fidget, tap their foot, pace the floor. To find out whether the spontaneous motion affects body weight, James Levine and colleagues conducted a study with 20 volunteers, all of whom claimed to lead inactive lifestyles. During the study, the participants wore high-tech underwear that recorded their every move. At the start of the study, Dr. Levine says obese participants were put on a diet and lost weight, while thinner volunteers ate food that made them gain weight.
And what we found was absolutely amazing, was that people with obesity actually are very, very fixed in the number of minutes they're seated, even when they lose weight. And in fact, people are very predictive of themselves. In other words, they don't change. Somehow this is biologically regulated. And similarly, we found that when lean people gain a lot of weight with overfeeding on our research center, that they don't start sitting. They remain standing throughout their day.
Obese people who lost weight during the course of the study remained seated 164 minutes per day longer than the participants in near constant motion. They, in turn, stood more than 2 hours longer than the obese volunteers. Mayo researchers calculate that the leaner participants burned an extra 350 calories per day just by fidgeting compared to the inactive participants. Calories are a measure of how well the body metabolizes food. Since a little bit of fidgeting seems to yield significant results, experts say it's tempting to tell inactive people to pace while they're on the telephone. But Eric Ravison of the Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, says the tendency towards spontaneous physical activity, such as toe tapping, may be genetically programmed, and if so, it would be hard to get some people moving.
If people really go out and expend these 350 calories a day for a sustained amount of time, it's going to work. But the question is, you cannot tell them, do it, because this is something that, you know, they were born with, to be less active or less fidgety or less, spontaneous physical activity. And I think that's the problem. You can do it for an hour maybe or 5 minutes, but you cannot do it over months.
The study was published in the journal Science. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.